producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we are here about the business of the day, the week, the end of the year. One of the things that I find most troubling in our country, in our society, is the way animals are treated by some people, not all. I happen to be fortunate to be associated with and around people who understand the value of the animal kingdom. I was taught to respect all life. My love of cows has been a part of the thread of my life since I was old enough practically to walk and talk. So that's why I have the place in my heart for them that I do. But when it comes to the equine world, I certainly have a different respect after the last few years of being close to somebody who really knows horses, understands horses, although on the farms that I was around, there were horses here and there, but I didn't really understand them as well as I now do. But it isn't just horses and cows. You know, you hear me talk about chickens and things like that, and I'm not somebody that would have a lot of chickens on my farm, but they deserve some consideration. I think what we become is callous. And it's best represented when you look at how some of these dogs are treated. Again, the postings on Facebook pages of dogs freezing in the snow and the ice and the cold, who are just left outside by their owners. That's criminal stuff. And there's action being taken to make it criminal. And what Richie would say is, isn't it horrible that we don't have, and I would say the same, the consciousness, you don't need to have a law. Why do we have to have a law passed to protect these animals? Yet, apparently we do. Because there are a lot of people who, because we've grown into a society that is in many ways so selfish, so self-driven, that we don't think about the other people who are participating in life on the planet. I said other people. Well, I mean, if you're inconsiderate about dogs and pets, you're going to be inconsiderate about people. I think that's a rule of thumb. You can tell an awful lot about people by the way they treat their animals. I believe that completely. I looked at what is going on in some of these states where animal cruelty laws are being enacted. It has become a civil offense to lock an animal in a car or enclosed space in dangerous conditions like either extreme heat or extreme cold. But why, again, don't people know that? Are we developing a group in our species that are that stupid that they don't know, or that, like, completely disconnected from reality?
Of course people are stupid.
Well, but why is it that they are? We spend all this money on education. How come we have so many stupid people?
It doesn't matter. You can send everybody to Harvard. You're still going to have stupid people.
Well,
you know, they think because
animals
have
curves.
But what
is the law? The law doesn't do anything. See, I don't like all these laws. I don't like laws being passed.
Right.
I think people need to have some connection. This is back to my spiritual base that I'm talking about so much now. I believe that there is a rooting that we need to be rooted more deeply, and to think about stuff other than ourselves is part of the message here. So now not only are states and local municipalities passing these regulations about how to treat dogs, the FBI is going to start tracking cases of animal cruelty, and I'm not sure I like this at all.
That's going to be for the Michael Vick type cases.
Well, they're going to put all the animal-related cases now into a national database. They used to kind of like be lumped into just anywhere in states, and it was hard to tell
what
was
what. The national incident-based reporting system.
Right, they want to put it, because they found out now that there's a direct correlation between people who abuse animals and people who commit violent crimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a direct correlation.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I think this is one way, people like, Jeffrey Dahmer, David Berkowitz, they all abused animals. yeah. before they went on their killing spree. So I think this is one way to try to, you know, stay ahead of these people.
Doug runs over chickens on his farm. Is he going to be in the database?
So, oh, boy. Oh,
come on.
Not anymore because there aren't any chickens anymore.
That's right. They were all gone.
Well, rabbits then.
Chickens are really stupid.
So what are we saying here? What are we saying that we should have done this a long time? Now, the way you put it, it seems to me, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Why didn't we do this a long time ago?
They're actually going to call these crimes against society, animal abuse. And you think about it, well, yeah.
Do
you
we know, want the FBI doing this?
So will hunters now be in the database? If you have a hunting license, will they put you in the database then?
Interesting
will
that be considered? Question. I don't know. Interesting question.
That's ridiculous. A crime against humanity?
Is hunting considered animal abuse? I guess it depends
right.
who you talk to.
Exactly.
The animal thinks so. I'd imagine.
Actually, they're going to divide the story goes a little deeper. They're going to divide it into four categories. One is neglect. One is intentional abuse and torture. One is organized abuse like dog fighting. And the other one is sexual abuse of animals. So they have four different categories that they're going to,
which actually
they're going to put these in.
There are going to be so many
actually,
files
Jen,
on all of them.
Back to your comment, the animal thinks it's abuse? They actually don't. Animals eat other animals. They understand
they
how it all
it.
Works. We are the only animal on the face of this planet that thinks it's cruel to eat other animals.
Well, all right, some people don't. You don't. Roberta doesn't.
I don't.
No, but we are the only species.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a species. Yeah, that's true.
Well, because we're capable of higher intellect, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Well, some are.
My higher intellect says put barbecue sauce on the animals.
There you go. All right.
Some coleslaw.
Richie. And
no, you know, I mean, look at my dad. If he killed something with a car, he would stop and he would collect it and eat it.
That's where she got the roadkill mentality.
My next door neighbor is, he had some squirrels in a cooler the other day in his freezer. I'm like, what are you doing?
Seriously?
And he says, the guy's a hunter. He says, I've got a rule. If my dog chases it, catches it, and kills it, I must eat it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, you're just weird.
He's 13.
Like, well, I go to waste.
Past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Perhaps the most underappreciated food in the history of eating
squirrel
is the beet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the beets.
Historically, as a source of food, it was easily grown most of the year, had long storability, and adapted well to a wide variety of climates. From the earliest times of medicine, beets also have been recognized to help in kidney problems, with fevers, heart disease, anemia, cancer, liver problems, constipation. All kinds of things are addressed when you put beets into your system. And thus, with the importance of beets and the research that was done in the 1980s, sooner or later, somebody was going to be smart enough to come along and put a package together that featured really good beets in a way that would be easily absorbed and used by your body to do what beets do best. I bet many of you don't even know that beets open up your arteries because of their nitric oxide composition. Nitric oxide in your system opens up your arteries, gets the blood to flow to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, to every part of your body. Because the blood flow opens up and the blood pressure comes down because the arteries are wider. It makes nothing but sense. So if you've got high blood pressure and bad vascular health, you should be on board trying to do the best you can to keep your heart in a healthy place. Improve your circulation and your heart health today by getting on the Neo plan, the Neo 40 capsules and the supply of Super Beets that comes along with it. Super Beets was the original. Then they figured out how to crystallize these Super Beets, and they put it into these tablets. Put the tablet in your mouth. It instantly dissolves and goes right into your system. It's absorbed within seconds. So that in the morning when you get up, you have one of these capsules and you are awake, you're alive, you're ready to drive to work. You won't be drowsy. None of those things, because the blood has opened up circulation to every part of your body and it's waking you up.
And let me tell you something. My mother-in-law has bad arthritis in her hands and her neck.
Yeah.
So she was going to the store, getting the beets, cooking
chopping
the beets,
yeah.
chopping them up, juicing them, going through this whole rigmarole. And I was like, try this instead. It's so much easier. Just take a teaspoon of the powder, mix it with the water, drink it. Now you don't have to go through the whole process that takes hours for her to cook it and get it down to a juice.
Right.
The other thing, she goes to the store this week, She couldn't find beets anyway.
Really?
So I was like, here's more super beets.
Mm-hmm. All of them are being grown and bought up by the super beets people so they can make super beets.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're never going to get any.
I put Roberta in the Beta Vulgaris department. By the way,
nobody
if you don't
sends
know,
me anything.
I never
Beta Vulgaris is beetroot.
I don't even get beets.
Beets. Beta Vulgaris. That's what Roberta's got. All right, so if you want to get your boxes of Neo 40 to start your day with, the supply of super beets that you can use, put a teaspoon in a table of water, drink it during the day, or with lunch, it'll wake you right up so you have a successful second half of your day. We're interested in success. That's what this is all about, a product that leads to success in oh so many different ways. The American Heart Association says that we do not produce enough nitric oxide, so you need to supplement it, and that's where we come in with super beets, no beet taste, and the Neo 40 capsules. You ready for the number? I've got to make sure everybody gets this number. 800. I'm not sure everybody's got a pencil. You got a pencil in your hand?
Yep,
you ready?
Writing it down now.
All right, write this number down. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to call 800. Mm-hmm. 655.
Are you ready is the question.
4183. I dropped all my papers on the floor. I almost have this in my mind.
All right,
800-655-4183.
Or DougLikesBeats.com. Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number
3030.
Inside every quart of Castrol GTX conventional oil, there's an engineer. Well, not a real engineer, because that would be weird. But the work of an engineer who developed Tri-Shield technology to protect your engine from harmful sludge. And now all of that engineering is only $3.39 a quart at Napa. Just $3.39 for Castrol GTX. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 12/31/15.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Most
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The month of Christmas, for us to celebrate each day with our overview of the top 10 songs according to the Sounds of Christmas website, which is something that we highlight proudly every year. It's a unique way for you to have the benefit of lots of different varieties of Christmas music, different artists. The whole thing is a great mix. So each day, the requests of people who are dialing in and downloading this stuff are responsible for the top 10. That's where we get our list from the downloads and from the listens to these various songs that are available. I think there's like 3,000 songs available on this website for Christmas, the Sounds of Christmas. Number 10 today is Anne Marie Lewis's version of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It is brand new. I think we featured her as a Christmas artist of the day last year, Richie. I'm not mistaken, because that was when it was new. Number 9 on the list of most popular songs today on the Sounds of Christmas, Bobby Vinton. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. From 1987. What a nice, pleasant voice I was starting in. Real name is very Polish. Vintekli or something like that. Vintekli? Something like that. Number 8 from 2005, Brian Wilson does On Christmas Day. I remember this song went right to the top that year that it came out because of him. Back it up there for a second, please, you man. Number 8 on our list, most popular sounds of Christmas today. Zoe Bentley and the Canadian Brass, number 7. 2010. Very merry. Don't remember this song.
Jazz. You like it?
Yeah.
You like this kind of song.
All right, look out. Here comes number 6, 38 Special. You never heard of the group before. The name pretty much tells you the story of the group.
They were they were locked out of their place where they practiced, their band practice place was.
Yeah.
So they had to climb into a second-story window, and when they got in, they were met by the police who were holding a .38 special to their head, saying, who are you fellas?
Yeah, how do you do? Number five this week on our, I'm sorry, today on our list of top 10, every day the list changes the sounds of Christmas, it's Chris Mann. Last year. Why do I think he's an American Idol person? Is he?
No, but I think he was with us last year, wasn't he?
I think he may have come on, yeah. A lot of these stars will come on and promote their Christmas stuff with us during the month. Diane Birch in the number four position. From 2010, Gee Whiz. It's Christmas. Get into that mood, yeah?
You know how close that is to Cheese Whiz? It's Christmas.
Cheese Whiz.
How fun that would be.
Cheese Whiz, yeah. Number three, Don Dixon.
All three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
You can do without this one.
All three ships.
She's not the one married to,
this is Don Dixon.
Oh, not Donna Dixon.
No. No. Number two, Susan Egan.
I want a lake full of
all the Christmas cliches are in this song. Listen. Yeah, I know, it is a long walk. All right, you're going to love number one, though, Richie. Our pals, the Giant Aces.
Christmas just last year.
Christmas is where you are. Giant Aces and the Three Bells from England. This is so cool. Please crank it.
Last December 25th, under Miss Joe, we kissed about a Willie O'Neill bomb. Christmas is where you are. Christmas is where you are. Christmas is where you are.
I go overboard.
I missed you, baby, when I'm
fix this top 10 list. No Brian Spencer, no Elvis.
Well, tomorrow it'll be different.
Right.
Every day it changes. Give it a chance, Richie.
I demand it's Elvis.
Warmed up. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. As teens and young adults mature, they become more responsible for different aspects of their lives, including their health. Parents play an important role in preparing their children to take charge of their health and navigate independent health choices and decisions. While this important stepping stone on the path to adulthood can be overwhelming for parents and teens alike, parents should create an open dialogue with their teen on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, alcohol, mental health, sexual health, and immunizations. Parents should also encourage their older teen or young adult to schedule regular checkups to talk to their doctor about any health questions or concerns and receive any recommended exams, screening tests, or immunizations. The Thrive app, a comprehensive teen health-oriented mobile app, was created to empower parents with health information, checklists, and conversation starters to help them prepare their teen or young adult to take ownership of their health. Download the Thrive app today on your Apple or Android devices.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
McFadden and Doug Steffen all together. You're all going to hit the panic button when I relay the following information to you from the state of Oregon.
Ah!
Oh, I was just there.
Really?
Love it.
Oh, I just hit the panic button.
A group of illegal immigrants.
Didn't see them.
Is going to sue the state of Oregon this week because they want to overturn a voter-approved initiative that has denied them a driver's license.
Why do illegals get to use our court system?
Yeah.
That's a very good question. Thank
you. Well, thank you. And good night. Bye-bye. Tip your waitresses, everybody. Bye-bye.
The lawsuit brought by five illegals comes after Oregonians passed Measure 88. Two-thirds of the voters approved of this, by the way.
And the courts will overturn it.
35 of Oregon's 36 counties voted against licenses for illegal undocumented residents, as did every congressional district in the state, most of which are represented by Democrats. Oregon is a very progressive, liberal state.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit alleges Measure 88 is unconstitutional because it arbitrarily denies driving privileges based on a membership in a disfavored minority.
Why is it a constitutional privilege to drive?
Yeah, no.
It alleges Oregon voters were motivated by animus aimed at Mexicans.
Yeah.
Gustavo Ricarde, who...
Oh, I know his brother Ricky.
What?
And his dad, Buh.
Construction in Oregon, several other states, since he came into our country illegally in 1988 and has stayed illegal since 1988, said a driver's license would help him feel more comfortable.
Oh, that's what we're all about here.
Nice.
Well, and you know, that's my number one concern, to make sure that every person that comes here...
Every illegal is comfortable.
Pillows for everybody.
Right. You know, people get some kind of balsam. Gustavo?
Yeah.
A citizenship.
Gustavo Ricarde. He says if an illegal can get a driver's license, it'd be better because there's more opportunity to find a better job. Really, you illegal son of a bee. You got some kind of chutzpah. I'll give you that. My God, have these people got chutzpah? I believe it's chutzpah, right?
But this is what they're taught when they come here. I mean, look, there are the legitimate people who come here because they need a better life. They, you know. But the bulk that ruins it for everybody are the ones that, and you're the one that showed the video where they know how to work the system. They know there are videos online that tell people how to get,
they get them in church
into the country.
So they do in church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They get them all the services they can need.
And ISIS also has videos that tells their people how to get into the country and how to use it.
Cynthia Kendall, president of Oregonians for Immigration Reform, said it's not a responsibility of Oregonians to make illegal immigrants comfortable. Thank you. They came here by choice. They weren't brought here against their will. And those choices come with hardships. Measure 88 was a public vote, reaction to the law passed by the Oregon legislature, signed by the governor at the time, that would have given driver's cards to those who can't prove they're in the U.S. legally. The campaign to deny licenses won big support. They were outspent by the illegal contingent. Where do the illegals get the money? They were outspent 10 to 1. The good guys were outspent by the bad guys 10 to 1, and the good guys won.
Mexico.
Mexican money. Man, I'll tell you something. This is another, I need some spiritual support on this one.
There's the other aspect to this too, though, Doug.
Okay, Roberta, I'm all
here.
Whether or not they have a license, they're going to drive. I was hit by someone here who was here undocumented, who did not have a license.
Would it matter if they had a license? I mean, if they're going to hit you regardless, does it matter?
I think at least if they are licensed and they are forced to carry insurance, if they have a car, it's not going to matter whether or not they have a license or not. They are going to drive.
But if someone's going to rob a bank, no matter what, whether there's rules against robbing a bank, should we just hand up money on the street then?
It's a comparing apples to oranges, Jack.
No, I'm not.
Let's hand out money on the street.
How do you force them to buy insurance?
Well, if they have a car, you have to have insurance.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Depends on the state you're in.
No, you don't.
And how you make a transaction for a car.
You can pay for the insurance, get a card, cancel the insurance the next day, you still get a car.
I guarantee the next step is demand that we give them insurance.
Yeah. This is really sick.
They're going to drive with or without a license.
This is so
sick. I would feel more comfortable at least knowing that everyone on the road has a license. They can be limited licenses. It could be another
limited
class
driving
of license.
Just
like if you go overseas, there are a lot of countries where you have to get a foreign driver's license. You cannot drive with your U.S. license.
You have an international driver's license. You can drive anywhere with an international license.
I just don't know what good a driver's license is going to do. The idea is these people are coming here breaking the law.
But instead of doing something about it, they're suing the state of Oregon to get the right to have a to get a license in their damnable
money.
Illegal. Then take the money elsewhere.
They
not
don't care about it.
You're talking about millions of people.
I know.
They don't care
driving,
about a driver's license.
Who
they care about a settlement.
Without licenses.
I would be more comfortable at least knowing everyone on the road has a license. For breaking the law.
At least I know they were tested. Some of them never had formal driving lessons. I drive all the time in my country. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Here's a couple of lessons. Gas on the right. Brake on the left.
You figure it out at some point.
All
right, so you know, if you didn't like that one, you're going to love this one.
Don't do it to me.
Today,
I'm so happy.
There's going to be a hearing in Boston.
What?
To see if the trial of the Boston bomber, Mr. Tsarnaev,
was not conducted objectively.
He
was convicted and sentenced to death. Twin, he and his older brother were apparently a victim of society.
Right. He gave up his rights when he made a bomb out of a crock pot. Give me a break.
Was it a Boston Bean crock pot? Anybody know?
It was a pressure cooker.
Is it a pressure cooker? Okay. Anyway, so he's working on that.
Military tribunal.
Mm-hmm. What happens then?
Just send him up a river.
Up the lazy river.
Down a river.
Downstream. Okay, here's something else that's bad. You want to keep the bad stuff going? Let's keep going.
What is up with you the last 2 hours? We were like all giddy and fun.
Police in San Francisco.
17 hours of the show today.
Said more than 24 baseball bats have been found chained up to a pole and parking meters, some of them covered with spikes.
Nice.
Investigators, according to the story we have running at DougStefan.com, say the first bats were reported on Thanksgiving. Officers soon confirmed 27 cases of the wooden and metal bats covered in spikes being chained to signposts and parking meters. Sergeant in the police force in San Francisco said the police are perplexed by this. Police say the spike bats could lead to charges of felony possession of a deadly weapon. So why are they... What's the point? Am I missing something here? What am I missing that somebody else who knew more about this would connect the dots? Why is it important that to the story that these baseball bats that have spikes all over them are tied up to parking meters? What is that supposed to do? They're going to take it and use it on the meter maid when she comes around? I didn't get that part of the story.
It doesn't, they don't either.
Strange. They don't get it, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was just someone trying to be sick, they said.
Okay.
Maybe, then I thought maybe it's part of an art project.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Barry Bonds, speaking of baseball bats.
Oh, this is awesome.
There.
Barry Bonds is being considered by the Florida Marlins
so funny.
As their hitting coach.
Yeah.
And he'll bring his drugs with him.
Right, exactly. All right, rule number one to be a good hitter, bend over. Here's the needle. Really?
Oh, my God. The Angels, they're not the California Angels, are watching over him, baby.
Very good reference to the Angels, by the way.
You like that?
They're not California Angels anymore. They're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, which is so stupid, but whatever.
They call them the Anaheim Angels,
mm-hmm.
Right? Sort of.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Okay. Take that one into consideration. 43 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in. Plans may not be exact match. The website for eligible plans are offer line 1716-72188. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by your reward card requires online registration.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Oh. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Roberta. Welcome to the party,
Roberta. Wow.
We were talking about the magic eraser, the Mr. Clean magic eraser.
It's
Roberta
awesome.
Had no clue.
Oh, my God. Where's
Jennifer
the,
and I are like, it's a miracle.
Unbelievable.
Roberta's like, it works.
Okay, so now they've given me all this starch because I went from being in a really good mood to being about as torn up, ripped up as I could be. So here's one more. This is the nail in the coffin story.
Finish off the segment. Go ahead.
A Catholic priest going to court today after admitting he stole $700,000 from churchgoers and buyers of holy candles over the past 20 years.
Holy candles!
This guy's 80 years old.
Good for him.
Retirement fund.
That he stole $700,000
from
church
right
collections.
You take that old pesky vow of poverty? Come on.
He retired. He seemingly spent little of the money. Apparently, he's still got $656,000 left.
He can donate it back.
In his bank account.
Well, because you can't be priest like cruising around in a Rolls Royce. Like, somebody's going to blow the whistle on you. Come on.
Really? You think that's
reaching into the basket a little bit, are you, Father?
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. All right. Richie.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like this.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Look, of all the bad stories we've told about priests over the last several years, this one's not that bad.
This one's good. I like this one.
I haven't seen that movie Spotlight yet. I want to go see that. Ugh. That really is a... You want to talk about something that gets into the heart and soul of the Catholic Church. Woof! There's an entrepreneur in Louisville, Kentucky, Richie.
Yeah, nice place.
Who has come out just in time for the holidays with a new beer syrup line.
Ew.
So you can make your own beer or beer tasting. It's a beer flavored syrup.
So you could do drinks.
So you could do like the Coca-Cola syrup.
Beer
and
bread.
Mix it with carbonated water, and that's how you get the Coca-Cola in the bars or restaurants and stuff.
So I'm supposed to put beer-flavored syrup on my pancakes.
Well, you
why
could
not?
Do that. Or you could mix it with the carbonated beverage and
sounds
something
good to me.
Tasted sweet, like beer. Sweet, Rich. It's very sweet. You could use a little of that from time to time.
I like my beer just as beer, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
So
boring.
Yeah. Okay, so... you were just talking. I just did a Google on sponges because you guys were talking about sponges.
Yeah.
So I found the way to fix these massive oil spills. Apparently, a new sponge has been developed, actually becoming a reality because of a university grant that developed a new sponge-like material that's capable of absorbing oil and separating it from the water.
Yes.
Have you seen these?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing. And how, this is another, there are two or three good things that come out of this. I know you wanted me to end on a good note here. So, ending on this note, this is something that shows how wonderful the human mind works, how we can create
and come up with not only a product, but how to market it, how to make sure that it gets used for the purpose intended. Somebody's going to make a lot of money on this sponge, and God love him. I hope he has an IPO, and we know about it like 2 or 3 days before it actually goes out, because this is the kind of place where people make a lot of money. Why are you chuckling? Why are you laughing?
Just heard a noise.
What?
Heard some noises.
What, Roberta snoring? Pretty typical. She's had a tough morning at the office here. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Stephen, good day program with a focus first on the poll because it's a focus on Cyber Monday and Black Friday and all that other stuff. So Kenny wanted to know in our poll yesterday, would you be shopping online? 27% of you responded in the affirmative by saying you already were. 22% of you responded said probably. 20% said maybe while I'm at work. The boss would be happy to hear that. 18% maybe when I get home from work, and 13%, I don't buy anything online. You know, that number has gone down. I can remember we've asked this same sort of question again in the last 4 or 5 years.
The tide has shifted.
Oh, yeah. Changed. Yeah, amazing. So the poll today at DougStephan.com, do you find better deals on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? A, Black Friday, C, Cyber Monday. C, both were great. D, both were a disappointment. E, I didn't buy anything either day. Well, it's pretty interesting when you look at the stats. For example, the Target website yesterday couldn't keep up with the traffic, and it crashed.
Well, it was offering a 15% discount. Yeah. And, you know, Target doesn't do site-wide sales like that. I don't remember ever. Maybe they've done it before.
I don't know enough about it, but I know they had a heck of a day yesterday. Online sales have been driving the holiday season from what I can see so far. People choosing to shop online over going to the stores. The whole situation situation is changing retail-wise. It sure as heck is. All right, so we're going to get to our video of the day in a moment, a video from Amazon. First, though, security risks to individuals and organizations are evolving at a rapid pace, and organizations all across our country are struggling to build and maintain a security workforce with the skills needed to fight off criminal attacks. Industries of all kinds are about to get some help in defining just what they ought to be looking for as they build out their security workforce. Here's Brian Osich.
The security industry is better equipped to handle risks big and small enterprises are most likely to face in the coming years, thanks in part to a competency model that's changing the way security forces are trained. Dr. Linda Florence, Dean of Specialized Programs, College of Security and Criminal Justice, University of Phoenix.
The University of Phoenix and the ASIS Foundation partnered to develop the Enterprise Security Competency Model, which is the first of its kind in the industry and allows employers to accurately define core skills and competencies required for security positions needed by government, businesses, nonprofits, and individuals.
When companies align job descriptions to fit this new model, they've seen an increase in worker skill sets.
We're incredibly pleased to see the Enterprise Security Competency Model have an immediate impact in the industry. This industry-wide standard will also allow higher education to shape curriculum to train current and future security professionals to help them better succeed in the industry.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/security. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
The biggest online shopping day ever was yesterday, somewhere between $3 and $4 billion in sales.
Wow.
That's technology.
I'd take just one of those billions.
Would you really? Good for you.
I'm not greedy, you know.
Our video of the day today is from Amazon. They've hired Jeremy Clarkson from the BBC to explain and demonstrate how their drone program called Amazon Prime Air will work. You've got to see this video, but here are the highlights from the audio side of the video of the day from Amazon on Good Day.
This is a story from the not too distant future. It's the day of your daughter Millie's big football match, and to be clear, that is the sort of football you play with your feet. Anyway, she is missing a vital piece of equipment, specifically a size 3 Puma Evo Power firm ground soccer shoe, the left one. And some of it, sadly, is in the family's 3-year-old bulldog, Stuart. So now what? Well, you could yell angrily at the poor thing, but what's the point? Because all it will hear is blah, 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 Stuart, blah, blah, Stuart, blah. Much better to behave like a rational human being. Find your tablet and place an order with Amazon for a pair of Puma Evo Power Firm Ground soccer shoes and have them delivered in 30 minutes or less. And in a location not too far away, a miracle of modern technology is dispatched. It's an Amazon drone, and after rising vertically like a helicopter to nearly 400 feet, this amazing hybrid design assumes a horizontal orientation and becomes a streamlined and fast airplane. In time, there'll be a whole family of Amazon.
He's droning on.
Different designs.
For that's for sure. Far.
But I guess that the video is far better than the audio, Kenny, right? That's
yeah, you actually see, and they keep putting on the screen that this is not simulated. It's,
it's the real McCoy.
You see the drone taking off and delivering.
Imagine if there are going to be, I think we went through the numbers a couple of hours ago, didn't we, Kenny? How many would, if all of Amazon's the packages were, or even like 1/10 of 1/10 of a percent, what would be the traffic in the skies with drones?
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.